Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Right the way across the Limestone Coast, it's 963 Triple M. Josh Leiter joins me in the studio. Josh, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Now, Josh, for those who don't know, I know I talk about it most of the time, but you run a really cool Facebook page that keeps people up to date in the Limestone Coast with what is going on. And one of the more surprising things that you posted during the course of last week was a bag of ice that had been found at the rail lands.
Yes.
I was shocked.
So was I. It seems like, now I'm no expert in the field, but I would say it's worth quite a bit of money and probably something that someone is desperately missing. And just for anybody wondering, we're not talking about a bag of ice that you get from the servo.
No, we're talking about the sort of ice that Sergeant Andy Stott is rather interested in.
Yeah, very much so.
If you're missing your bag of ice, by the way, you can go and talk to Andy about it.
Yeah, that was kind of the angle I wanted with the post. I spoke to the lady who sent me the photo. I said, look, this is obviously no joking matter at all, but do you mind if I put it out there as in, like, you know, found at the railway lands. If yours, please contact police to, you know, arrange talking that conversation that needs to happen. So, of course, there are a lot of jokes in the comments. But, yeah, just a lot of shock, I think.
And, look, I'm not naive enough to know or to say that there isn't a drug problem in the Limestone Coast. I wouldn't say it is any better or worse than anywhere else in Australia, but it's not the sort of thing you expect to find at the Rylands.
Oh, not at all. I mean, we've clearly got a problem. I think the big thing is that we addressed the problem, and the fact that we addressed the problem with the ice forums and stuff like that kind of really put our name out there as being like the go-to people. Like we got the big thing that the government did, like they started in Mount Gambier because... And that wasn't because we've got the biggest problem. It's because we've actually gone, all right, let's do something about
Be proactive about
it. Yeah, exactly. But unfortunately, you get, you know, some of the sensationalist news that comes out and calls, you know, the ice capital of Australia.
And there were some people on social media, as they do, who were being very sensational about the idea of finding drugs in our community as well.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I was a kid, we'd find it as well, but we weren't finding, you know, little bags of anything. We'd find syringes, used syringes lying around. Obviously, there were no, you know... most likely no drugs involved there. Like at that point, we're not finding drugs, but we're finding, you know, the paraphernalia, which is quite dangerous.
Absolutely. It did shock me though. And I'm not really sure why it shocked me, but I was horrified at the time that something like this would happen in a town, in a region that I am so passionate about.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people were shocked as well. I mean, we all know the issues there, but so many of the comments were, oh, is that what ice looks like? So many people had no idea.
Well, I would have had no idea what it looked like either. And yeah, see, I found that fascinating from that point of view.
I've watched TV shows. I've done far too much research online and, you know, you've seen pictures and stuff. And I've looked and I've gone, oh, that's what it actually looks like though. You see the pictures online or whatever, but that is it.
Now, one of the other things that was being talked about, and it dominated news over the weekend, Wade has been talking about it this morning, tragic accident on Friday, and police are looking for vision from that accident.
Yeah, so not much has been released about it. Police aren't treating it as being suspicious whatsoever, but basically a man has been found deceased and seems to have been hit by a vehicle. So it was on Lake Terrace around midnight on... When was this?
Friday morning.
Very early Friday morning.
And again, lots of people... The joy of social media is the fact that we can be keyboard warriors these days. And as a result, lots of people were saying an awful lot of things that they didn't have, I suppose, the facts to back it up.
Oh, that's it. I think because there's, you know, limited information gets put out, so we like to fill the gaps. And I guess, like, personally, I try not to put things out there that have too many gaps in it because filling gaps is very dangerous on social media.
Totally.
So I'm
filling gaps on radio.
Yeah, that's it. Well, see, I'm big on, like, put the story out there so people can't speculate. But, of course, there has been speculation. People saying, you know, the phrase hit and run has been thrown out there a lot, not by police and not by the media. But it's understandable that some people are going to jump to that conclusion. But just let's not. That's, I think, the way to go.
And if anybody does have any information, by the way, police would love to see any vision that you might have from that Lake Terrace area.
Yep, that's it.
Josh, it'd be great to have you in the studio, as it always is. Great to have a chat about some of the stuff that's being talked about on social media. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem at all.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic Hits 963 Triple M.